One of the 4,000 groups that's organized in response to Trump's election met this past Sunday in Carbondale. Indivisible Roaring Fork expected maybe 30 people would show up to their meeting. The crowd ended up being more than five times that. Gretchen Brogdon stands in front of a crowd at the Third Street Center's gym. She's holding a mic and is doing something she doesn't do often.
If you can't tell from the jittery nervousness, this is totally new to myself and many others. Anybody else in here doing things you never thought you'd do before?
The answer is yes. So Brogdon is introducing a series of local speakers. They'll inform the crowd on what's going on at the State House in Denver and in Washington, D.C. As more and more people walk through the door, new stacks of chairs come too. Many in the audience set notebooks on their laps and get pens ready. As Brogdon speaks, they nod and react, sometimes viscerally. There's a picture of Brogdon pretty early on in the slideshow.
By the way, flip back to that, Andy. That was the morning of November 8th. Oh.
See my iPhone? Election Day. The morning she thought she had just voted for the first female president. This crowd is sympathetic.
It's great to be among friends. Look at you guys.
The first speaker is Sloane Shoemaker, the executive director of local nonprofit Wilderness Workshop. He presents on threats to public lands.
House Bill 622 would eliminate U.S. Forest Service and BLM.
Two people talk about the immigration executive orders Trump has signed. A man gets up and talks about how important the Affordable Care Act has been to his wife, who was diagnosed with lupus.
It's no exaggeration to say that she would be dead today if it wasn't for the Affordable Care Act.
Indivisible is a movement that started with a Google Doc. A handful of young political types in D.C. wrote a best practices manual for resisting the current administration. It's been downloaded over a million times. And it takes inspiration from an unlikely source, the Tea Party, the small conservative offshoot that gained power through grassroots organizing during Obama's years.
With this message, Mr. Obama, keep your hands out of my pocket.
Yeah!
This is from a YouTube video from April 15th, 2009, Tax Day. Tea Party members are gathered outside the City Hall in Glenwood Springs. The man talking is then District Attorney Martin Beeson, who joined the protests not as DA, but as a private citizen. The Tea Party is largely credited with flipping the House back to the Republicans in 2010. Brogdon doesn't think Indivisible is fashioning itself off the Tea Party.
This isn't anything new, and they didn't create anything new. They just took the process of civic engagement and utilized it.
What Indivisible advocates and what the Tea Party was known for was not just civic engagement, but lots of consistent civic engagement. Brad Davis has realized that simply voting is not enough.
I showed up every 2 years to vote and showed up to vote for, you know, my local elections. And I felt like I was kind of part of democracy, but democracy is all year long.
Davis helped organize Indivisible Roaring Fork. He also works in conjunction with other Indivisible groups around the Western Slope. His goal is to unify the different efforts and make them more efficient. One way they do this is a weekly conference call. They talk about what has and hasn't worked in their communities. Can Indivisible do for the Democrats what the Tea Party did for Republicans? Gretchen Brogdon, the moderator at Sunday's event, isn't sure. That's not really her long-term goal, either. She wants to create a safe space where people with different viewpoints can have robust, safe conversations about politics, where the left and the right can come together and talk about what they both want. But for right now, there's still a lot to learn.
We're all trying to still learn how bills become laws.
Brogdon knows this will be a marathon, not a sprint. The next milepost is to get Congressman Scott Tipton to the Valley during the April recess for a town hall. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.